Mayel in Biriya. So Hakoyel Asuye Man. Right, what are you going to be Mar before Ar? So Turi haven't brought down a Taisus. So I already say over the whole Taisus. The Taisus says Azay. The Gemara makes a Yesod that Oral is Potter from Re'iyah. So at first, the Gemara wants to say this is because of Rabbi Kiva's klal, that Oral is Ketame. Then the Gemara says, that's not a riot that Rabbi Akiva really holds Oral is Ketame. Maybe Pshat is that Oral is a Mois, and since the Oral has Mias, maybe that's the Ptur. So Taisvis understands that at this point the Gemara is making a Ptur lechuleyal. A new Ptur, that somebody who's Mois is Potter from being Oilol Regal. It's nothing to do with Rabbi Akiva. Everybody agrees. So if everybody agrees that an Oral is Potter from Oilol Regal, why does the Gemara have a whole sugya to Potter a Tumtum from Oilol Regal? Typically, he's Vaday Potter. Why? What the choice is? Either he's an Isha, the Isha's Potter, or he's an Oral. So Memela, stop. Pashidi's Potter. So Taisvis says two terutz. First Teretz Taisvis answers Tumtum is not moist. I think someone was Macham the Taisvis last week, I forget. That because since it's Tomun, since it's like Mechuse, so his Orla is not moist. Memela, that Orla is Chayim. Memela, Taka, we would say Tumtum should be Orla. Rego, we have to have a special meal from Zechur Chalamayat as a Tumtum. Nochat teretz ak taisvis, bemes, it is mois. Even a tumtum. But when the Gemara was saying, oral mois is pata minaria, the Gemara only meant Rabbi Akiva holds of that svara. Rabbi Akiva who holds oral ketame only says oral ketame when it's mois, like where mois would matter, like by Arlila Regal. But, and according to Rabbi Akiva, emes. According to Rabbi Akiva, we don't need a Zuchur Chalamai Tumtum. And the Gemara later on, Zuchur Chalamai Tumtum, is going Lefi the Rabban. So, the Turi Evan takes out from this, that the two Turuts of places are arguing on the Ptur Arul Regal. The first Tarot told it's a Kulei Amo. The second Tarot told it's only a Bikim. So, fret the Turi Evan on the second. The
question is that this has been Arul before.
To do the Mila? Yeah, that you see in Masechta Yevamos, where it says a Tumtum cannot eat Truma and Kodshim because of the fact that he's an Arab. So you see that he's still. Because actually the Acharonim go into it, they say that really a Tumtum is a regular Aral. And they even ask, so why, the Pre Yitzchak, yeah, so why don't you have to operate on the Tumtum and give him a Bris Mila? I mean, why are you leaving the person a Tumtum? And he says, only Al Tzakani. He says, being that it's a sakana to make this operation, you don't have to nichnas into a sakana just because of a, you know, mitzvah is not machayek to go into a sakana, except for gemarvias chamuras or whatever. It's not a. But he's basically okay. So why no one died? That's what I mean. Okay, so you're saying what he says, right? That is the terrace.
Is
an aral meal is also an aral. He's just right. He's also the same matzah, right? Right. So there is a reason that says something that aral ba'oinus is different. Meaning, because it says kol aral lo yechal ba'yumi.
Yeah, and that's talking about shemesh aral.
Right, that is talking about Yisachar Zanila. And I think from, if I'm not mistaken, from there is the pasuk where we learn out that Oral can eat karmanos. I think so. I don't remember the Gemara well enough. The Gemara definitely talks about it in Yevamos, that pasuk, but I just, yeah. Okay, so, Zot HaTur Eben, Hayoitze Mizeh, Lefid's first Teretz and Taisvet, Lechulei Amaral Patamini. Lefid's the second Teretz, Rabbi Kiva Poitav, HaChachamim Mechai. I have a kasha on the second teretz because according to that, when the Gemara said mai, the Gemara should have said l'rabos ora l'fi the chachamim. Elazok the Tuyevin mikani early that the first teretz is the right teretz. That's the Turiyah. So I just have one horror to add onto this Turiyah. And I don't really chop his raya at all. Why? Because according to the wrong teretz, according to the one the Turiyah holds is not. What does it come out? That Rabbi Akiva holds that a tumtum is poshit, that he doesn't do re'iyah, because he's either a isha or an aro. And this, that we need a special meat on a tumtum, is l'fi d'rabban. Alright. Our Mishnah needs a special meat for a tumtum, because it mentions tumtum, and on that's the whole Gemara that says that you need a special meat for a tumtum. Well, that shows me that it's the Rabbanan. So, we wouldn't need a hakol to include an oral. The tumtum word already tells me that an oral has to oil a larangum. Why would the Mishnah, then it comes out, we know that already from the word tumtum. That's my taina. I don't know why the Torah doesn't hold of what I'm saying. I mean, that's what Taisus is saying. That if you go with this, then our Mishnah is the Rabbanan.
You mean in the second.
Second one. It's right that the whole thing of tumtum is for the Rabbanan, but according to Rabbi Kiva, it's pasha. So if our Mishnah mentions tumtum, if our Mishnah mentions tumtum, that means that we must be going. That are all high. So we already see that from the Mishnah saying tumtum that are all high. So therefore, the Gemara doesn't want to say that akol is mar, but that are all high. Don't want to say the same thing twice.
No, in other words, maybe there's as far. It's only in the first chair that tumtum's not mos.
Sure, that is l'chayra the difference between the first and second teretz. First teretz taka said that's smart. Second teretz doesn't seem to hold it that smart. Unless you're going to die, yeah, I mean. So I don't know, that's my horror on the tour. Yeah. Okay, fine. I think the next one after that in the tour Yevin is already on the further Gemara. Yes, it is. Okay, we need to do more Gemara now. Zokti Gemara. So the Gemara gives a teretz. Lasuye, we need to do all over the Gemara. Lasuye, misha chetziyoy eved vechetziyoy ben chayrin. To be mechayim, if he's a chetziyoy eved and a chetziyoy ben chayrin. Meaning, as we'll see, that it's not a poshet, it's a chiddush. But since he's a half of Ben Choyim, the Eved half is Potter, but the half which is Ben Choyim has to come, so he's going to have to come. Frekti Gemara, Ularavina de Omar, Misha Chetzio Eved Vechetzio Ben Choyim, Potter Mino Re'ia. Hakori Lasu Yemai? Ravina argues. Ravina says, he's Potter. Hakori Lasu Yemai? Then what are we being marbet? What's Ravina's reason? We'll see later. The Gemara and Daf Dalet. He darshins el pnei ha'adoin Hashem, misha ein loy ela adoin echad, yotzezeh sheyesh lo adoin achem. So then, what are we going to be marvel for Yavina? And for the Gemara, lasuye chiger b'yoyim rishoin v'nispashit b'yoyim shein. He was a chiger yom tov rishon, and he became good yom tov shein. Frek the Gemara, that's only true if you hold kulon tashlumin zela ze, meaning that every day the lashon needs havana. Why the lashon? It means every day is its own chiyuv. Why it calls it by the lashon tashlumin zela ze is a good ha'aro. But it means each day is its own chiyuv, so then it's good. Then even though he's a chiyur on the first day, he has to come up Luria because now he's okay. Ela lemandamar kulon tashlumin derishain. The other mandamar says they're all tashlumin of the first day. And if you're potter on the first day, you're potter forever. Hakoil asuye mai. So what are you going to be marbit from hakoil? And for the Gemara, lasuye suma ba'achas me'enov. It's coming to be marbe if he was a suma in one eye. Since he could still see in another eye, he's chayv. In other words, if he's a suma in both eyes, the Gemara is going to say later that he's excluded from regalim because he can't go. He can't walk. But if he's a suma in one eye, he can walk, so he's chayv. With the loy kiyai tano, the san,
you can walk because you can't see.
The mute and of Gimel is that if Regolim says lafuke suma, because a person who can't see at all can't walk. I mean, has a hard time walking. And if he could see in one eye, he's chayv. Lasuye, right? Lasuye, that if he's a suma only in one eye, then he does have to because he could walk. But it's excluding from the Tana that path is one eye. The Sanya, Yochanan ben Davo Yoimer Mishum Rabbi Yehuda, Suma Be'achas Me'en of Potter Minoria, Shenemar Yira Yeroye, Kederech Shebol Leroy, Kach Bol Leroy. Just like Hashem comes to see you, that's how you have to come to be seen by Hashem. Tosis has kindness on Rashi. I said Rashi's pshat, no more. Taisa says, what does it mean Hashem comes to see you? Hashem doesn't have to go anywhere. What does it mean Hashem comes?
It's a borrowed expression.
Does he give this example on it? Does he use it?
I don't believe because
I'll tell you why.
There's
a thousand of them, right?
Exactly.
So I have that kasha. I have some of these tzukim myself. I thought of, yeah. So
the Rambam cites most of them in that.
They are good. So what's bothering Taisus all of a sudden, right? Yeah. What happened? There's 20 tzukim. Let's see. If I had any marma things. Excuse me. But, so, I mean, it's just an expression within the drasha.
It's the coming to see.
You mean you're like equaling, you're saying just like Hashem is coming to me, so I should come to him. And if it's just a nusach, I hear. Still, it's not, I mean, it's so fine. So the drasha, but the ikar thing is fine, right? The ikar thing is just like Hashem sees you. So you see Hashem. That part's okay. You should be seen by Hashem, I mean. Right, so that part's good. Just the word Bob, well, fine, not such a... Let me just see if I have somebody who asked it.
The funny thing is, the Rambam is telling us not an apostle, because it doesn't say...
Right, it's not an apostle, it's the Gemara's Nusach.
Gemara's word, you use it wash and Bob. It's
right, very interesting. Here I brought. Tzarichi here. Tzarichi says you can't say ba. I brought examples of ba. Tzarichi in Hashem Yisinai ba. He brings that one?
Yes.
Oh. Madua bosi veinish. The Gemara says, Kivan Shabba HaKadosh Baruch Hu Leveis HaKnesses. Oh. Shuv Reisi B'yayvitz. Maksha Me'oid Har Be'psukim. Lifnei Hashem Ki Ba. Vishpoit Ha'aretz. V'yovoi Melech HaKovoi. Kol Doi Dihinei Zeh Ba. So what's going on? This is what I tiny. Teretz echad l'kulam. That pshat and taisus is that obviously it's just how we feel, right? We feel like Hashem is coming, so we use the expression Hashem is coming. Taisus holds that that's true, that when in all these psukim you feel like Hashem came there. But when you go to the Beis HaMikdash, you don't feel like Hashem came there. You feel like you came to Hashem. Even an expression Taisos doesn't fit in good. How do you feel when you go up to the Alila Rego? Do you feel like Hashem came to see me? No. I don't think of it that way in my own head. I think of it like Hashem lives here, so to speak. Hashem Shechina is here. Hashem doesn't come at all. I came. So, like, so for what purpose, even for figurative speech, it doesn't fit in? Hashem came to Har Sinai. No, like, you know, he doesn't live there. He came down there for the mountain fire. Like Rashi, I mean, that's how Rashi says it. Like, Hashem brought down the... You like that, Pshat?
What about the Beis Knesset?
Oh, well, the Shechina comes, it says there in the Gemara, the Shechina comes before the Minyan, right? In other words, when there's a Minyan, the Shechina comes to the Shul. Yeah. Oh, so what about, so what's bothering you?
No, it's the right.
Yeah, if Hashem comes, it says he comes. Even though he doesn't really come, but we are sensing it like Hashem comes. But we don't sense that. That's what I thought that the pshat and basis is. No good, I hear. But I was like, yeah, the mokum she'ein dover besser.
The pshat of the Gemara is, and there are some bald earlines, and Rashi saying, like, Hashem is coming, but where is he coming from? I think that's what's bothering the Rashi. This is bothering
meaning, even though all those other psukim, so what's the difference in all those other psukim? It's okay with Rabbeinu Tam. Farbos. Because then we consider it like Hashem came there. But here, we don't either consider it like Hashem came there.
But
he's there already. So to speak. I mean, we look at it that way ourselves. So Lamai said, what's going to be the answer? So I said it then, and I found it, Baruch Shem of Machavin, that what's Rashi going to answer? That Rashi holds that Ki'ilu, like more Shechina comes on the regal. Something like that. There's extra, something extra comes. That's what Rashi holds. It tells you there's no such thing. That's what I found this in the Orch Lener, in Sanhedrin. On Daf Dalit, he says, that's what Rashi is. So we feel like as if Hashem comes on Yom Tov to see us, like special Kedusha, whatever it is. Okay. Al Kapanim, that's what the Gemara says. Okay. So, Ma Lirois Mishnef Lirois Mishtei Enav. And Mimela, Rabbi Yechon Ben Dovoi says, you need to be with two eyes. Viboiseimo Loilom Kidami Meikore. Or else we could go back to the original Pshat. Meaning, the work being Machai Vachetzi Avichetz Ben Chayim. Or the Kakashi Loch. Called the Ravina. I, Ravina, says he's Potter, Loi Kashia, Kan, the Mishnari Shoina, Ka, or Kim Mishnari Shoina, Kan, Kim Mishnah Achorina, right? It depends if you go like the Mishnari Shoina or the Mishnah Achorina. This Na, Mishachetzi, Ever Bechetzi, Ben Chorin, Oi, Ves Rabbo Yemechod, Ves Atzmo Yemechod, Ibe Beis Hillel, meaning he has half free. So he's half the days off. He does what he wants. And half the days he's in Dibri Beis Hill. Omru Lam Beis Shammai. Tikantem Es Rabbi. Ves Atzmoy Loi Tikantem. You're Tikantem the Odoi. He's, all the Odoi is happy. He got his half of the work. But he himself is in trouble. Why? Lisa Shivcha Eino Yochol. He can't get married. He can't marry Shivcha because half free. Batzcha Eino Yochol because half a slave. Live till, so he should not get married. Mahalo loy nivraho ilam elo lepir verivya. Shenemar loy toyu bro lo shevet yisar. Elo mipnei tikun oilam. Koyfin es rabbi. Va'oise oise ben chayrin. You make the other master free him. V'choyse v'leishtar chatzidomov. And he's going to have to pay him back for what the slave will have to pay the master back for that half of the value. And so Beis Hillel changed their mind. They passed him like that you do have to force him. In the Mishnah Rishayna, where he was really Takin Evid, he's Potter from the real of Yeravina. But according to the Mishnah Achrayna, there is a Chiyuv to free him, and then he's not called the Odin anymore. Later we'll see exactly if Pshat in that. He's not called the Odin anymore because I have to free him anyway. Memeila is Aaron Chayiv to do the Riyah. So even like Ravina, we could make a call, and I'm saying a call Chayiv and Riyah is referring to the Mishnah Achrayna.
And
Ravina's
asking, like, I mean, Mishnah Achrayna is how you pass. What is Ravina coming to add over here?
Oh, Well, Ravina, you'll see, Ravina, he's not really saying it so much lahalacha. He's trying to say it for pshat in the Mishnah. And he's saying that that piece of Mishnah, or Braisa, is going lefi the Mishnah Rishayna. He's not saying, he didn't say, Omar Ravina chatzi eved patek. He said it's pshat in a Braisa.
Maybe he's trying to say in the Kiddush that even though he's not free, but he's going to be free, and that's enough.
But Ravina says you're potter. The din. Ravina Omar Misha Chetzi Ben Chayin Potter. Yeah? And but according to Mishnah Achorayin, he's really actually Chayin. So now that means that Ravina was referring to the Mishnah Rishayin, right? So he's asking, I mean, but we don't have, why is he bringing it yet? The therapist says he didn't really paskin it. He was just saying it for pshat and braisa, but he doesn't really mean to paskin it. So now here, I just want to say over a ha'ara, that this is a maisa that I heard. Let's see if I can say over exactly right. Yeah. What's the din? It says over here, this is going to be nageya later to the Turi Evan, so I want to say this hakdama, this maisa. What's the din if you have a eved that can't anyways get married? How could that be? Few mishal. Either he's a katan, so katan can't be noisia isha, or he's a tzris, so he can't have peer review anyways. Do you have to free this eved? Being that the whole reason is for a takana, because otherwise we both of a halayni for the peer review. So here you don't have that reason. So what's the din? Okay? So here I bring down in Pisrei Tshuva. Right, so at least in the meantime, why should I lose 5 years of work? The kid's 8 years old. Let him work for me 5 years. Because in faith, when he's bar mitzvah, I'll free him. In the meantime, leave me alone. Why do I have to free him today? I should lose all my good work for 5 years. That's the shayla. So the Pisrei Tshuva in Yoyeredeya, Simon Reish Samach Zayin, Ois Yod Aleph, brings down this Shaila in Shulchan Aruch, on the page. And he says that the Tiferes Lemoisha says, Leiplug, we always have to free a man. Okay? So we did Leiplug, finished. But Reb Tzvi Berkowitz showed me that in the back of the Gemara in Yevamis, on Daf Tzadi Tes, there's a whole Gemara there about a Chatzi Eved there. The Nemuke HaGriz says you do not have to free a cotton. And he wants to be a chadish, even a much bigger chadish, that until the normal age of marriage, you don't have to free him, which is Yud Ches. That's what he wants to hold. Until he's Yud Ches, you don't have to free him.
What's the Shabbos Chatzi Eved Kasher B'Chayre? In other words, it's going to be a club Kasher, but the person that the
chassid that freed him, this like a right? In other words, you're not supposed
to free him. Well, there are examples of
Hatayim to free an Eved. That's true. Can you? I don't know. What's the din? Can you count the chassid Eved in a minion? No? I forget the din. It talks about it. No? You can't.
So, why is this whole discussion how you get the second half of the why isn't there a takana to sell back both halves to somebody else.
There's no way to do it anymore. He's free. He becomes a yid. He's a yid. It's too late. He's a yid. You can't undo it anymore. Why? Meshuchra? That happens already. Yeah. He's a mamash yid now.
So this is the only thing he can't do.
I mean, he has certain problems with certain mitzvahs, which he's stuck with. They're like, you might have problems with Shakespeare and this and that, but he's a lawyer. Yeah. Every shayla, every mitzvah, the Mechos Chinech goes, how was the din of Yitzchak? Yeah. Oh, so anyway, that's what he said. So now, okay, we're going to already see. All right, I'll leave the Turi Evan. You'll see this will be in a get to the Turi Evan.
How about if
he
was
Makai
Kuro Horei, just on the basis of having children?
Oh, the Turi Evan asked your kasha. Turi Evan, that's his Echetimtza. The Turi Evan says, what happens if he already was Makai peer review?
But I thought the
Pasuk
shows
Makai
beyond.
Oh, to have extra children more than the amount?
Right. So,
Tosis speaks about that kasha. Why did the Gemara say loy soya? Why didn't it say pure viriviya? But Tosis says because the pure viriviya is only an obligation on the one half of him, on the chayyim side of him. But the evid side wouldn't have the mitzvah pure viriviya. The loy soya both sides have. Because even a woman has loy soya, Tosis says. Evid's like a woman. And a woman is pater from pure viriviya, but she has loy soya.
How can he have some pure viriviya if he wasn't Jewish?
Oh, so the Torah even is totally in the machloikes, Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish in Yavamid. Yeah, that he mavish ties it in. And what happens to somebody who has children when he's a goy? Is he yoichan piraviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviv in there. So that that's his hakir. So now I want to tell you over. This is the ma'aseh part. The first, that's what's really nageya for the turiya. But the ma'aseh is like this. There's an old man said this over to Rav Avraham Gurwitz. You ever heard of Rav Avraham Gurwitz from the Gates of Yeshiva?
Yes.
This old man said he was learning in a base medrash next to Rav Chaim Oizer. And Rav Chaim Oizer was learning with his chavrusa at Gemara in Gittin Mem Beis Amid Beis. The Gemara says like this: Me'ukav get shichur. If somebody is not working physically anymore for the other, but he needs still his shtar shichur, right? So he's a shtickle avid, a shtickle not avid, right? You know that Gemara. In other words, the Rav already was mafker the work. You don't have to work, but he still has a kinyan shtar on him, and he has to write him a shtar cheres. Is he able to eat truma? Fine. So the Gemara says, what's an example of this person? Where we have this person? So the Gemara says, a chetzi eved and a chetzi ben chayim is such a person. Why? Because he doesn't work anymore. Because as soon as you're kaifin as rabbi, he has to stop working with him. He just still, but it takes time. You have to write out the shtar. You know, you have to write him out the shtar. So, if you're an Eved of a Kohen, let's say this guy, this person that we're learning here, is an Eved of a Kohen, can he eat Truma? Because he's not working, but he's still a Shtickel Eved, could eat Truma. So, that's how Tosis is Masber the Gemara, that's the case. So the Weltfrecht der Kasha of Tosis, what kind of case is that? But half of him is free. And that half can for sure not eat truma because he's not a slave b'chalal u'chalal. So what's going to be the nafkamina if the other half of him, I mean one half of you can't eat truma without the other half of you? So how could that be the muscle for the Gemara? Right? You hear the kash. Pasha the kash of mamash. So Rav Chaim Moshe said a goyness. It's mamash wild. I don't know, but this is what he said. Rav Chaim Moshe said like this. There's a hakir. When does an Eved get his bar mitzvah? When does an Eved become a God? Three to done. Because one side is, he's not a full Yid. The Eved, the Gemara is Lashon and Sanhedrin, right? Yotzeh miklal goy, v'lichlal Yisrael leibo. He's like a Zah in the middle. So maybe, he becomes a Godel like a goy. You know how the Chareim say a goy is like when he gets Das. He's a Godel. Maybe an Eved is like that. He becomes Chayiv in mitzvah when he becomes 9 years old. Second side, since the Eved is this mamash unbelievable, he says this, and then like, I saw Rabbi Chanan bring back. I couldn't believe my eyes. Maybe since the Eved is hukash le'isha, so by 12. It sounds amazing. Or bar mitzvah. I hear him say that. Chayit Zichar has something to do with the God. Or bar mitzvah. Yeah? Everybody in the world, I think, goes like the third side, but Lamaish Rabbi Chanan sticks it up. We're talking about a real Eved now. A regular, normal Eved. Eved, Kanaini. When does... So Rav Chaim Moshe said... He said these 3 Tzedakah. So Rav Chaim Moshe said... Oh, so the Teretz will be... Tosis is referring to the first 2 Tzedakah. Tosis holds like one of the first 2 Tzedakah. That he becomes a Gadol by 9 or by 12. Memela, the free side is a cotton, because the free side is under bar mitzvah. So the free side, we're not going to stop you. Cotton oichal nevelus, ain't bezin mitzvah v'nafrisha. So now you have a plate of truma over here, and you see this guy, this is the story, how Tosfos is setting up the story. And you see this guy, the Chetzi Eved and the Chetzi Ben Chayrin, is taking truma. So am I obligated to be Mafresh? So Mitzad Ben Chayrin, the for sure we're not going to be Mafreshim, because he's a cop. But Mitzad the Eved, the Emes, he's Taka Gadol, because he's, you know, whatever. He's 9, he's 12, whatever he is. So Memela, the Gemara wants to know, can, but he's a mook of Get Shechur, can he eat it or can he not eat it? This is what Rav Chaim Leib is saying.
Because that's why it could be given
truma,
and that definitely
can't be. Well, yeah, well, just as you know, so you have to. Okay, that's what.
Use your imagination.
Yes, use your imagination. It means you're eating it himself. Okay. So anyway, this is what Rav Chaim Moser said. That's how he wants to say. And you should know, years later, mamish years later, I found in Rav Yosef Engel, you know, in his Sefer Tziyunim LaTorah, says this whole pshat in the Gemara. Word for word, mamsh. Word for word, the same exact pshat. And I'm wondering if that was missing from the story, that what happened was Rav Chaim Oizer told this person that the Tziyunim LaTorah said this pshat in the Gemara. Because, okay, whatever it is. That's the story. So I just want to tell you the Moira de Kechat, that Rav Tzvi Berkowitz, I once told this over to Rav Tzvi, and he had a Moir de Kechat. He said, no, I don't hold this a good case, even if you agree to all this thing, because Avada you won't let him. Why? So the Moir de Kechat, he said, there's a din that you're not all, even though you don't have to mafresh a cotton, right, from doing an Avera, but a Gadol cannot feed a cotton Aver, the Yodai, right? Now, this Eved, he's a gadol. He's feeding himself truma into his mouth. So why are you going to stop him? Because a gadol is feeding a zar truma. Isn't that moyerdik? It's such a true thing what he's saying with Zayin. What does that help? Friday, the whole...
The goal is being the goal.
He's... What?
The
Abdus have. Rav Chaim is just claiming that.
One second.
He's there like Isha. He's like an Isha. So can an Isha feed Truma to a Zar?
No.
Isha can't feed Truma to a Zar. There's a lav of loy sa'achilum. We learn out the Gemara in Yevam Suf Yedal. It's a lav of loy sa'achilum. L'chaya. So anyways, okay. That's the extra mice. That's not going to get the Turi Evan. But? No. He just says it could be an Evan becomes bar mitzvah by 12. I don't know what his maskan is, but he brings that possibility down. That sounds to me zor ma'oid. But, all right, I'm just saying over.
Does everyone look at him as, when he does a Maisa, both parts are doing the Maisa always?
The Chayra, yeah.
He works one day, he doesn't work another day.
Yeah.
Like, who's to say we always look at him?
Oh, so the Gemara asked that. The Gemara asked, so should he also be allowed to marry a Bas Chayrin on one day and a Shifcha on the other day? So the Gemara says, Momin is different than Yitzhak. That's the Gemara, the exact Nusach. The Gabi Momin, you can work out the Momin. But as far as what he really is, he's both. Yeah.
Well, nice. So the Gemara is, getting back to that general Gemara's question, though. The Gemara was asking, in the book of Getshefer, are we going to let him eat truma, right? That was the question.
That was the original question, right.
So we're saying that case was Chatzi Chatzi.
That's Tosfos' case, right?
We're in the throes of writing the Get, so the question is, what's the status during this interim period. So, in our Gemara, we're saying, even though he hasn't been given the get, he's mukhiyyah in the ear, since it's as if he gave the get.
Oh.
Right.
Oh.
So, does the Gemara read this?
Oh, Tosfos asks the question. Yeah. Tosfos, because you have to add one thing to make your kasha solid. Because here the Gemara is saying you don't call him an Adon. The miut is Adon. It's totally in the word Adnus. But the problem, Taka, is that the Gemara over there calls him an Adon. Because the Gemara says, Kesef Shloishim Yitain La Adonov. And the Gemara declares on that too. The Gemara says, maybe, since he's Mukha Baget Shichra, we say it's Adonov. And then you should get half of the money. So then you really have a kasha. And Tosis asked that. Tosis does ask that. I don't remember what he answered, so. Yeah. Fine. Okay, so that's the Gemara. Let's do Rashi, then we can do a bit of Turiyev. Okay, Dr. Rashi. Without learning the Gemara for the shame of the Gemara. Le'avina do amar chulu. Le'kamen amina bepirkin. Ha nichalamanda omar. Le'kamen amina bepirkin. She'yesh le'karbonis achag tashlumi kol zayim. Karbonis achag have tashlumi for all zayim. V'fligibo amoyroi. Ikalamanda omar tashlumin zelazet. That each day is own chiv. V'ikalamanda omar tashlumin derishani. V'aminon my binayhu. Chiger b'yoyim rishayin v'nispashit b'yoyim sheni kibinayin. Man do omar kul tashlumin lo rishayin. Misha mechuyiv b'rishayin v'loy hevi. Yavi becha mishayim. U'misha enoy mechuyiv, enoy tzarich tashlumin. Man do omar tashlumin zela zeh. Kostovar ha'choyva mutels al kol echod min sh'or hayomim v'loy ala rishayin levad. Hilkach af misha poter b'rishayin v'nir b'sheni. Chayiv lo hovi. Vim lo yavi bayoim, yavi lamach. Yir e roi, yir e ksiv, the ksiv is yir, the karina, the kri is yir roi.
That means that someone who wasn't there on the first day, but
had
to come.
Oh, right. That is mamash, that's what the Torah is going to be mendak from the sugi here. You see from the sugya that if you didn't come the first day, avada, you have to come the second day. The whole nidoin is, maybe if you were potter on the first day. Yeah. Yira yeroi. Yira ksiva karina yeroi. Yeroi kol zuchur chas pnei ha'odin. Tamashma sheha odom roya es hashchino. It's mashma from the ksiv, you know, yira, that the person is seeing the shchina. Yeroya calls the churcha as pnei ha'adon should be seen. Mashma she'ha'adon ba liroy scha. Hiki shakos of riyal scha liriyal soy. Kederech sheba liroy scha. Just like Hashem comes to see you, kachu ba liroyis mimcha to be seen from you. Ma liroy scha b'shteinov. Afkan liroyis min ha'adon b'shteinov shalom. Mishna rishoyno kodem shechazur beis hilal lahiroyis kediv beis shamay. The Mishnah Rishayna, before Beit Hillel was Chayzer Boy, holds, like Ravina, that he's Potter. And that Taka mentioned in the Mishnah, Rashi wants to explain to you that Mishnah Rishayna is Merumas in the Mishnah. Where is it? Sefer Demasnisim, in the Sefer of the Mishnah. The Katani Chutz Min Ha'avodim She'ein Meshuchrorin. The Mishnah says, Avodim she'enu mishukhroim are potter. The ukma ravina b'misha chetziyoi. Eved b'chetziyoi ben choyin the potter. Ravina says that piece of Mishnah is referring to a chetziyoi. That piece of Mishnah nishnis kodim shechazir beis hillel. Avolach ha'shohidu le beis shamay she'yesh al-bezdin lakuf es adoyer l'shachri roi. V'havoloi ke'ilu mishukhro kvar. Rashi is mashma that he's he's mishukhro kvar. Avad he's not l'maisa mishukhro kvar, but he's as if. So then, v'chayev, he's chayev. U'mishne shenishnis loizazo mimekoyim. Okay, now I guess it's kedai already to mention, Tzuri Evin's going to work on it, but just to mention, Shitas HaRamba is the famous, unbelievably shver Rambam. The Rambam says it here, Paskins it that way, the opposite way around of Rashi Mamash. The Rambam says, according to Mishnah Rishoina, the Eved is obligated to be Roya. And according to Mishnah Acharoina, the Eved does not have to come. Pliya Nisgava. Yeah? One thing for sure the Rambam gained is what the deek that we were talking about before, and now Ravina is Lamaisa. The Mishnah Achroina holds that the Eved is Pasuk. Yeah? And they asked Rabbi Avraham ben Arambam, what is going on over here? There's no svar in this. And the Rambam did it twice. He did it here, and you have the same exact sugya like this in Psachim, in Ha'isha Shanaf, Ha'isha, I mean, Shoichat Beveis Bailocha. Over there also, it says in the Gemara, that Lefi the Mishnah Kan Mishnah Rishayna, Kan Mishnah Achreina. So Rashi says, in the Mishnah Rishayna, the Eved cannot make his own minuy on his own carbon because he still belongs to the master. Right, the Mishnah Achreina, that he has to be let out so he can make his own minuy. The Rambam goes just the opposite again. So they asked Rav Avraham ben Arambam, what's going on here with the Rambam? So he said, my father learned that it's all Gzeir Sturban. That really, there's no difference between the Rishon Rishayna and the Mishnah Achreina. There's no chilek. Either way, he's a Chatzi Eved. Just because you're going to force him, this, my father doesn't hold it. That makes any chilek lahalacha midaraisa. So the whole thing is a Durban. So the Pshat Azoi, when the days were good, when there was no problem, they let you alone to be a Chatzi Eved. So they attack and let you alone. So I'll be real din, since you're half free, that you can make your own Pesach, your Chayiv and Riyah, everything, you know, they let you go like the thing. But then they started trying to force the master to get him out of there. So they started making all kinds of trouble on him. They started saying he can't make a Pesach alone and he doesn't come to the Riyah. Everything so that the Eved realizes he's got to get out of there. That's what Avraham ben Avraham said, shot his father. Unbelievable. You have to know where the Rambam, like, God, there must have been something that made him. There's so much Torah written on that Rambam, right? So we have it, you know, he just brings it down. He says, this Nishkin Pshat, and it was right there. he doesn't mind, just dinging Zachazay. Okay. Okay, so Rashi Vaisik, the Kantem, it's Rabbi, it's Asim, like the Kantem, call the Kantem, it's Rabbi Kani. You fixed up the rabbi very nicely. And what the konas the eved ain't can. But you weren't misakin the eved. Niskan b'mishpat ha-momoin, le niskan b'pir v'rivya. Even if you fixed up the money, but there's no eitzah for the pir v'rivya. Lisa shifchein ha-yochol. Mifnei tzad ha-cheir shaboy. Uchsiv lo yeh kodesh. He's going to be oiver lo yeh kodesh. Baschei neinu yochol mifnei tzad avdu shaboy. Loi soyu bro, loi bora HaKadosh Baruch Hu esa arti yas b'lo yishuv, elo lo shavis yitzara. So mimeila, you have to feed. Okay. Ad kan, Gemara B'Trash. I'll have this to Ray Evan. So we're up to page Dal, in this kind, page Dal. Divar maschel asu yechid yor b'yoyim rishin. So he says, also, mikan kosha li. From this, Gemara of Chigar B'Yom Rishon, I have a kasha al masha kosav haramda. Hore'iyo ha'amura batoira, hu sheyeiroe ponov bo'azora b'yom tev Rishon shal chag. You should show up on the first day. V'yavi imoy karmen oin. Umi shebo bo'azora b'yom Rishon v'loy hevi oila. Let's say he came on the first day, but he didn't bring his oila. He has 7 days to bring the oila. Mashma midvorov. It's mashma from the words of the Rambam. The mitzvahs re'iyas ponim einoi ela b'yoyim rishen l'chud ve'einoi tashlumin kol shiva. Turi Evan has an unbelievable mashma. He says he thinks that the Rambam holds that you have only 1 day to show up in Nazar, the first day. Because the Lashon Rambam is that you have the Rishon Shachat. And he only writes that you can bring the oil 7 other days. Rambam never said that you can come on the other 7 days. Oh, v'achimashma, shekosavoid, mishalo hikri b'yom tov Rishon, oilas v'yav shal mechagiga, harei zem makriv b'shiva, b'shor yimoy saregel, shenem arshiva siyam tochle, yimlam eit shekulam ruyim lechagiga, v'ilu riyas panim loy ko'amar. He never mentions that you could come on the other days. Shema mino, this v'yar leid, de'ein tashlumin kol shiva, that the Rambam holds that you can't come. you have to come the first day. You could only mash them the carbon on all the other days. But if he's there, if that's true, la mashkachas lo tashlumin lo oilas re'ir, then you're never going to have a case where you make up the oilas re'ir. Elaim kein hoya barchiya b'riyas pani b'yom tov harishayin. Unless you were a person who could do ri'ah on the first day, the im lo hevi oilas ri'ah boy bayoin. If you didn't bring the oil on the first day, maybe call shiva. Avolim lo yoyah barchiu birias panim b'tavarishayin. But if you couldn't show up on yom tavarishayin, su loy mechay boilas ri'ah klal. Then of course you're not going to be chayim the oilas ri'ah. The ha oilas ri'ah chiyuva didot hal birias panim. You can only bring the oil if you do birias panim. Can you see lo yoyah reikam? Now, according to the Rambam, how could anybody hold that if he was a chigur on the first day and he was nispashit on the second day, he needs to bring the oila? He has to come, pashtis. Hakiva davi chigur b'yom rishayin who potter b'yiris panin can ispashit b'yom sheni mai havi ha potter b'yiris panin calls manish yom tov rishayin potter nami me'elis v'yal toli bava sulay michay v'afil nispashit b'sheni. That's his kasha. Okay? But that's what the Turei Eved understood from the Rambam. But every single acharon who brings this Turei Eved, they say it can't be true. That's not the emes in the Shita of the Rambam. The Ursa Meach, the Minchas Chinuch, the, who else, the Sfas Emes, they all say that the Turei Eved brought one Rambam. There's another Rambam, though. There's a Beferish Rambam that says that you could come on the other days. And that's later, the Rambam in Perek Shein. He brings, the Turei Eved brings Perek Aleph. But there's another Rambam in Perek Sheini, where he says, Azoy. Mamash Befeirish. Perek Sheni Halachavav. Perek Beis Halachavav. I'm sure your Turei Eved brings it, does it?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, right. Okay. Mi Shebo Lo Azora. B'soich Yemei HaChag. I'm saying out the Rambam from a Rambam. Somebody came another time to the Azorah in the middle of Yom. Einu chayev l'havi oila b'yodoi b'chol eis sheikonis. You don't have to bring an oila every time you come. If you come 10 times over Yom Tov, you don't need 10 oilas. Shezeh sheneemar v'lo yeiro ponai reikam. Because I, the Torah, says lo yeiro ponai reikam. Einoi elo b'ikur haregel b'lvam. Is only an obligation by the ikur haregel. What is the Iker HaRegel? Shehu Yoim Rishayin Oy Tashlume HaRishayin. That was the Befeirsh. Which is the Yoim Rishayin or the Tashlume HaRishayin. So it's Befeirsh in the Rambam that this, that you have to bring the oil with is when you come in the Iker HaRegel. Which is either Barishayin or Tashlume HaRishayin. So you see there's a Tashlume.
But this doesn't make sense from beginning to end.
How's that?
At the beginning he says...
He says that you don't have to come every time you enter.
Right?
Because you only have to do it, you only have to bring the oila, the ikur, the first time, which is the yoim rishayin, or the tashlume harishayin.
It would be the first time you come.
Right. So, but you see, you can come the first time any day. And I'll just add on a nice slach. The minchas chinuch...
You say that when you're not, just like over here, you're not. That's when
you,
it's the first day you're potter.
So if you're a potter, then you have this, it's a tashlum derishin, you're potter. But if you were a normal mensch the first day, then you could bring it on the other day. So you see, Befeish, Rambam doesn't hold like the Turei Eved. They all say this. I just wanted to link to one thing
maybe,
on that.
Maybe the Shabbos, like, this Rambam's like, until the end, others only become first day is a tashlum derishin. But the Rambam is saying, don't come.
Right. The chole sheikanes. Right. You don't have to bring oil each time you come in.
Right. So the
Torah
is
Yeah, so far that so far through Evan's fine.
He's not the kind that.
So far, right? Yeah. So far, you he's fine. Okay. I, no, so, yeah. Shazeh, Shanema.
When I break down, Ain Ella, the Ikar Harega Uvad.
Right.
Shehu Yan Risha, by Tashlum Girisha. Sent it to Yemen. You're only Mukhuyev, right?
Right.
Only if you come Yan Risha and bring up Yan Risha. Or if you came to Yan Risha and you didn't bring it, and then you come back again.
I also had such a havamina of entering into heaven like you, but then I shrugged myself up. I didn't think it's good because the Rambam already said in Perek Aleph the etzem thing that you have tashlume to bring your carbon. You know, for if you came on the first day, you can either bring the carbon on the first day or do tashlume. So when the Rambam here, he is not coming to introduce to me that I can bring the carbon tashlume, you know, of the Re'iyah, right? He already said that. So what is the Rambam adding here? Well, it seems to be clear that the Rambam is...
Maybe that's what he's saying, and in Alokau, he's telling you that the thing we discussed the first week, that who should hear, right?
Yeah, in Perek Aleph?
Perek Aleph, which is where I think they're quoting it from, right?
So the Turi Eben is quoting Perek Aleph.
Perek Aleph Halacha, right? That very first one.
Yeah, together with... Yeah.
There the Rambam is coming to tell you that it's... Loi Dai. Lisha Bo Azor Ge Rishon Bo Hei Yoi Lo Loi Dai Yoi. Loi Asa Mitzvah Sasei Lo Eva Loi Sasei.
Good.
Is that telling you anything of Tashlum?
Yeah. But I'm talking about Aleph Dalet. Perek Aleph Halacha Dalet, Zok the Rambam. See, that's what Mi Shalo Hikriv, Beyoim Tavarishoin, Oilos Riyosa Vishami Hagika. Sorry? Hareza Makriva and Bishoyim Vaisarego. Shene Mashiva Siyam Tachig Lashem Alekech. Right. So he already said that, the Rambam already said that, right? Now, what is he saying over here? Here he's trying to say.
Rambam is telling you that it came with a carbon, they just didn't have time for it.
Where? In Dalet? Aleph Dalet? Mishalo Hikriv Biyam Tavrishon Oilas Riyasoi Haizem Makriv Bishoyimais. It means whatever the reason I want. It depends what the reason is. It says if you weren't Makriv on the first day, you bring it on the other day. I'll do the other in either way. It doesn't say one way more than the other. Whatever it is, if you weren't Makriv on the first, you bring it on the others. So over here, L'chayr, what the Rambam is saying is a new din. That this, that your mechuyev, is only if you came. That's how I feared it's the Rai of the Acharein, and they must mean like that. Oh, so the Minchas Chinuch, when he brings down this Rambam here, to ask on the Turi Eved, he says, that zikr I hold, not like the Turi Eved. But he says, it's interesting, because the Rambam is quoting this from a Gemara on Daf Zayin, and in the Gemara on Daf Zayin, the Lashon HaGemara is, that the chiyev is only the Iker Haregel. That's the whole Lashon HaGemara. Be'ikar HaRegel. So, the Zok Tetur Eve, the Zok Tetur Minchas Chinuch, the Rambam, Be'atzmoy, was Mayrich more than the Gemara. Because the Rambam said, Be'ikar HaRegel Volvad, and the Rambam put in the whole thing, Shehu Yoim Rishayin, Oy Tashlumei Rishayin. How did the Rambam know to say that for the Gemara? How did he know that that's what the Gemara means? Yoim Rishayin, Oy Tashlumei. Maybe it really means Yoim Rishayin. So I saw, I was just a Posh Pshat thing for the Afike Yam. He says, Posh Pshat, he says, the Rambam, if he learned the Gemara the same exactly as the Rabbeinu Chananel over there learned the Gemara. And Rabbeinu Chananel seems to learn that if you mean Yom Tov Rishon, you can say so. You can say Yom Tov Rishon, you don't have to say Iker Haregel. So the Rabbeinu Chananel says, Iker means like Tchilim, the beginning, the Shoyrish. So, Iker HaRegel means the beginning of when you came on the Regel. So, the Gemara itself is Mashma, that it's not a matter of which day of Yom Tov, it's a matter of that it's the beginning. So, the Rambam like explaining the Gemara, really. That's the expression, Iker HaRegel, meaning that the Gemara Gufa didn't want to say Yom Tov Rishon. Because it doesn't really have to do with Yom Tov Rishon, it just has to do with the Tchilas Boyoy, whenever it was the beginning of when he comes. So, the Rambam is like learning it out of the Lashon of the Gemara. Okay, so that is... That is a big time against how Turi Eben learned around. But besides for that, the Sfasame says he doesn't understand how could the Turei Evan say that the Rambam really holds that you only have one day to come. But the Rambam himself brings this very Gemara. The Rambam brings in Perek Beis Halacha He, Misha Hoya Chiger, Perek Beis Halacha He, Misha Hoya Chiger Oysuma B'yoyim Rishin, V'nisrafe B'yoyim Sheni, Potter Binara Iya, Umina Chagiga. Why? Misha B'yoyim Chivoso Haya Potter. Now, according to the Turei Evan's understanding, this din of the Rambam doesn't make any sense. Because the reason why Achigar B'yom Rishon is Pater B'yom Sheni is regardless of that he was Achigar, is because he never came the first day. It's B'nei Ubei, you see, that the Rambam holds that if he wouldn't have been Achigar, he would do Re'iyah on the second day. So that's the Kasha.
And the whole thing is, it's like Halacha Dala, which is the Rambam said it. It's Menei Ubei, not like the Turei Evan. He says the Rambam says Mishalei Hikru Biyom Kai Marisha Kolos Riyosai.
Yeah.
And so on.
Yeah. Well, that's still the Turei Evan's masking to that.
No, Reza Markiva Mishak. Yeah, but the Rambam should have said it's not. Right there.
He should have said it's not.
But he came. He doesn't say that. I think the death of the Rambam, he says it clearly. If he didn't do this, but
maybe he's being mamshich from Aleph Aleph. In Aleph Aleph said you're supposed to come and bring a carbon. Maybe he's being mamshich. And if you didn't bring the carbon, Al-Kaponim, this is a big taina. I don't know what to say. That's what Turei Evan says. Fine. So then he goes weiter. Let's just finish this paragraph here. V'loy mashkach zol pluk tzu lekamon ikulam tashlum in derishim na tashlum in zelazeh the nafkamina lechiger b'yom derishim nispashit b'sheni. He says according to the Rambam the whole machlokes can't be negea by re'iyah because of what he just said. Elo le'inyan chagiga. The whole machlokes could only come up by a chagiga. The Ma'ari Hosam, that there, the Gemara talking about chagiga, very good. There's no meaning of coming into the base of Mikdash by chagiga. So there you could have a thing. If he's potter on the first day, should he bring it the second day? Avol, oilas v'iyah, poliburias ponim, imisa de'e mitzas v'iyas ponim, no yegel, b'yem t'rishon l'chud, v'loi b'shar yimaisa regel, chigir b'yem rishon, ein lo tashlum in afila le'las v'iyah. Afila l'man do'omar kulun tashlum in zelaz. Since on the main day he wasn't a bar chiyuv, pakam mitzvah legamri im oilas riya toliba v'suloi hadri rachvi olav afilu nispashu b'shein. Ela vaday mitzvah riyas panim yeshal tashlumin kol shiva. Must be not like the Rambam. What he thinks the Rambam is saying, you could also come all 7 days. Oh, so now I just was moir one nekuda here. Lechor you could work it out. How you could have a case, even the way the Turei Evan understood the Rambam. Because there's a famous Shaila in the Achronim, Re'iyas Panim, do you have to do it by day, or can you do it by night also? Can you be Roya Panim in Azorah at night? Or do you have to do it in the day? So there's a famous Raya from Arashi, the Andaf Yud Zayin Omid Beis. The Gemara says that there's such a din that Yom Tov is Tom Lina. Yeah? You have to stay overnight in Yerushalayim. So the Gemara says, so Rashi says, how do we know that you have to stay? Rashi explains, it means, let's say Pesach, you have to stay over Matzah Yom Tov, till the first morning Chol HaMoed. Zok Rashi, I know it because it says in the Pasuk, Ufanisa v'aboyker v'halachta le'alecha. So the Torah is saying you have to stay overnight. Frekt Rashi, but how do you know which overnight? Maybe the Pasuk is saying, stay overnight the first night of Yom Tov, and leave Yom Tov in the morning. Maybe that's the night that you have to stay. How do you know if to stay Matzah Yom Tov? And for Rashi, no. The first night, the Pasuk is not coming to teach me that. Because Zok Rashi, pshita that I have to stay till the morning. How will I do my re'iyah? So the Achrayim say, what do you mean? Maybe you'll do your Riyah at 10 o'clock at night and leave. So maybe the Pasuk is being mechayev me to stay till the morning of Yom Tov Rishon. Shema Amina from Rashi, that you can only do Riyah in the day. That's what the Sfasem is already aiming on that right. But the Turi Evan himself dings up with Rashi. What? Yeah, you mean there, you say, because it's not as man of Riyah. So you say, the only difference is, on the Kri is different, right? Because there it says Uri Isim, here it says Yeroi. But you're saying out the Ksiv, Yire Yeroi, so, but the only thing is, I don't know, the Yire, when you come to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yeah, it could be, you can't use that. Yeah, the Sfasemis, he like goes with all these things. Maybe this drasha, that drasha. He doesn't know.
I mean, by touch would say why lach roi.
Right.
So if night is okay, then you would also the night after the day.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see anyone saying a chiluk which night it was. You want to say maybe the chiluk which night?
Yes.
Maybe, but what's wrong with the first night still? I mean, still what's wrong? You have to know. Somehow we know that you can't do it at night. Turi Evan says, I hope you can do it at night. Engel, I don't have any pasuk, you can do it at night. Finished. You have to argue. So according to the Turi Evan, we could have a case of Chiger b'yoyim rishon v'nispasha b'yoyim sheni. Why? Because later on it's mefurish in the Gemara that what does it mean Chiger b'yoyim rishon? It only has to be the day. If he was fine, Leil Yom Tov, but he was a chigur the whole day, he also has a ding of chigur Yom Rishon. And the reason is because he was niftar from the korban of the Yom Rishon. When the zman korban is, which is only by day, he was pater. So we say since it's tashlumin of the korban is tashlumin, he become pater for all the days. So ibezoi, we could have a case, right? Alfit Torev and Lashitasoi, you could have a case of somebody who was roi upon him balayla, so he did actually come the first day, first night, and he became a chigur barishon. So you could still have the case. You could have the case. You could still have the case.
He's not chayav in korban.
He's not chayav. Well, I mean, that it depends if you're going to say that's what like Gemara says by us. It's tells if you say tashlum means the rishon or tashlum means elazet, right? He's not going to be chayav carbon the first whole day. When daylight comes, he's a potter, he's a chigir, so he's not mechuyev on the first day to do his carbon.
But did he have tashlum in the chayav to be
mashlim? No. So that depends. If you hold tashlum in the rishon, like the Gemara just said by us. If you say, the Gemara says, what's the din of a chigur b'yom rishon v'nispasha b'yom sheni? So the Gemara says, if you hold tashlumin the rishon, so then he's pater for good. Because since the first day was pater, he's pater forever. If you hold tashlumin zelazeh, then even if he's a chigur b'yom rishon, he has to bring it on the yom sheni.
Are we using this to answer?
We're saying the Frek the Turi Evan, to answer Turi Evan's problem, Frek the Turi Evan, even if you learn, each day is its own chiyiv, even if you say tashlumin zelazeh, but still, it's not Nagea anyways, because since he missed the whole first day, there's no Ayla anyway, because you can't come anymore, according to the Rambam. Like, there's, you know, the coming has to be done on the first day. That's the Turi Evan's Kasha on the Rambam. How could the Gemara say that if you hold Tashlum in Zelazet, you could bring the carbon on the other days, but you didn't come? And the Rambam says the coming must be done on the first day.
So Rebbe wants to say this. We have this kind of night. It doesn't mean
he came at night. Came at night.
My question on the Gemara is, maybe what he has is Gemara that's totally.
Yeah.
Like he wants to say, the shot is that the reed is totally in the ability to be Gemara. Like the Rambam also puts it together. So Mela
tonight.
So that's not considered Riyah.
But let's say he came in the daytime and he didn't bring the carbon. Then for sure he's allowed to bring the carbon the next day.
Right.
Right? Yes. So yes. Oh, by, so what's wrong if it's at night?
Because at night he's capturing the carbon.
But the three heaven still said you are allowed it. But he, so, but the three heaven did say this. He said that you could do the riyah at night. So he holds you good. I mean. Oh, you're saying the Rambam might hold like Rashi. I hear. You're saying maybe the Turi Evan would, because Turi Evan argued on that Rambam.
Right.
But the Turi Evan would agree that the Rambam would hold like Rashi. I hear. That could be. Because it's a Tanakh. I hear. That could be. That the Turi Evan would not, would agree that the Rambam would hold like Rashi. I hear. Okay, here's the stop. Yeah. Oh, next week is Yom Tov, right? So I'm the Yom Tov.
See you
the oil on there.